Hey everyone, welcome in to a Daily Editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's Daily Editorials with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now Dana, let's start off with a market that is typically very volatile, but even more so recently during this pretty quick correction, or even crash we could call it, for the cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin was down about 50% from its recent highs a little over a month ago. Now, there's a lot of tinkering that's going on within Bitcoin, and a lot of the driving factors sometimes are simply just Elon Musk tweets. But either way, look, cryptos were on a tear to the upside, and now they went through a very fast and quick correction to the downside. You have started trading the crypto space a bit more. Where do you see the setup here, Dana?
Yeah, Corey, I think benefit of the doubt is still to the upside in cryptos, despite the substantial pullback or crash, as you call it, of the last week or a couple weeks, especially the last few days. So it's just a volatile asset, you know, where you can get a crash in the matter of, even 24 hours, which we've been waiting. We took some profits over the last few weeks. We've been waiting for an opportunity to get back in, which we were able to do yesterday morning at cryptos, we trade Ethereum and Bitcoin. They blew through some of the support levels, but it seemed like panic selling or forced selling. So I think you had a bunch of margin calls, and like I said, forced selling that push things beyond where they would normally go. So we did step up and buy some back yesterday morning. Nice strong bounce off of those levels back up today. Testing some key levels right here that might be kind of make or break levels in Bitcoin and Ethereum. So we did trim some of what we bought yesterday, but keeping an eye on right now, and if you're looking at Bitcoin, keeping an eye, a close eye on around that 40 to 41,000 level. If we can get back above there, then that puts the further upside back on the table. And Ethereum, if you're looking there, looking at around 27, 28,000, we'd like to see it decisively back above there, put further upside back on the table. If we do get decisively above those levels, then certainly new highs are not off the table. So that's the way we're trading and looking at those right now.
So Dana, what's your assessment of some of these sensationalized comments that we've gotten from commentators saying that, oh, the cryptocurrencies are starting to crash? Watch out. This is telling you a much bigger picture about traders' mentalities and where money's flowing broadly in the markets. It doesn't sound like you're on that extreme of a scenario or outlook for this.
Yeah, you know, we stay away from hyperbole. We stay away from commentators, period. So we'll look at the price charts. We'll look at market data itself. We stick to the quants and ignore the noise, ignore the pundits and whatnot. But I think one emotional factor that you have to actually factor in is, like I said yesterday, you saw some forced selling, some margin call activity, which does speak to kind of the froth that was embedded in the market that still had to been worked off in order to put that next up leg on the table. So we'll see if enough froth was pushed off of there, or whether, you know, it indeed is popping, that bubble is popping, and we're headed back down. But for now, like I said, I think the benefit of the doubt is still to the upside, and until we've decisively broken those uptrends, we're going to be in there and buying those dips, and like I said, just continue to trade to the upside until decisively proven otherwise, based on the charts, not based on the pundits and whatnot.
Fair enough. That's why I always enjoy chatting with you too, Dana, is because you do try to, or you do actually really ignore some of these pundits, and especially the whole sensationalized comments. Let's also look at the precious metals market, gold in particular, because at the beginning of this week, you could argue that gold had a pretty nice breakout here. What's your assessment of gold's uptrend now that's about a month long?
Yeah, well, as we spoke about, you know, probably maybe 6 weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, we were looking to buy back into gold and silver. Our thought was, you know, that the rally that ended last summer, Actually ran up to the former highs of about 10 years ago. So not surprising to see some backing and filling, some consolidation. I think we're still in that phase, further potential consolidation to come. But as I've been saying for a long time now, I think there is eventually upside resolution to this consolidation pattern. And we do a breakout and put in a new up leg in the bull market, both gold and silver. So we have been we did buy back into it, you know, in March, at the end of March. We trade the GLD, so back around 158, we got back in. We have some resistance up to about 180, where I could see further consolidation here in the short term. But once we decisively break through 180, I think we might be back testing the all-time highs and then maybe off to the races again. So long story short, I think we're still in the consolidation phase as long as some of that overhead resistance remains, but we do see upside resolution, a new up leg to the bull market eventually.
Okay, that's encouraging. What about some of the other commodities like base metals, like oil or energy? These have pulled back. There's almost been this rotation recently out of some of the base metals, other commodities, into more of the precious metals. Do you see this continuing?
Well, I see opportunity still in some of the other commodities, the base metals, and some of the grains as well. They did get obviously very extended. Like we talked about with Bitcoin and the cryptos, I think the benefit of the doubt is still to the upside in most of the inflation trade. We're seeing some froth come out of it, which is good, but we are still of the mind that benefit of the doubts to the upside. So we're looking to buy the dip here again in things like corn, copper, some of the equity, some of the materials equities like uranium, steel, and even some of the broad-based materials and resource ETF. So well, we're still buying the dips. We got so extended that we have to be a little bit more patient in waiting for more substantial support lower, which is basically what we're doing right now. But I think eventually we get another leg up in those types of inflation plays.
So is that really the overall strategy here, is being just a little bit patient, waiting for another up leg or even some slightly lower prices in some of these areas and then getting more aggressive?
Yeah, definitely. As we've spoken about over the last few months, we still think this equity market is basically in a two-way market, consolidating that post-election move, that strong move. Eventually, I think we do see upside resolution there as well and put in a new up leg there. But as we're in this basically two-way market, we can be a little bit more patient in where we're picking our spots. And also, as I mentioned, in the commodity and inflation type trade, things got so extended that you can definitely afford to be a little bit more patient in waiting for this pullback that we're in to reach some more substantial support levels, such as we saw in the cryptos. I think you get better prices a little bit lower, and then I think the benefit of the doubt is still to the upside. So the risk reward is still to buy those dips. It just might be a little bit lower than here.
So, Dan, it sounds like there's a lot of sectors still that you're encouraged about, but as you said, it's a two-way market. Where are some of the sectors that you're avoiding right now?
Sectors that we're avoiding, the things that have not hit new highs, you know, stuff like utilities and REITs, although we did buy the utilities for just short-term trade the other day. Energy we still like in the near term, but also hitting lower highs overall. So some of those areas that are hitting lower highs in the longer term charts that might only be seeing some sort of a mean reversion bounce here, we'd certainly be looking to sell any rallies there. Also, if you want to look at a international market, looking at China, which is bounced, you know, over the last year or so, but still hitting lower highs versus what we saw a couple years ago. So we would certainly look to sell any rallies in that market as well.
Okay, Dana, great chatting with you as always, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your Friday and a great weekend, and we'll chat again in another couple weeks. Thanks again for your time, Dana.
Thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure.